It's 9:49 and time for our opening commodity market report. And for Dave Dickey today, I'm Tom Rogers. And let's take a look right now at how prices opened on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Board of Trade in Kansas City. Let's take a look first of all at the wheat market as it opened today. And the July contract opened at $5.93 a bushel, up a nickel. The September opened up 2.5 at $6.05. The December contract for wheat opened 3.75 cents, or 2.75 cents rather, at $6.19. In Chicago, the July contract opened at $6.08, up 2 cents. September, $6.23, up 1.5. December wheat opened at $6.31, up 2.5. The March also up 2.5 on the open at $6.32. On the Board of Trade, corn for July opened at $3.45 a bushel, up a penny and a quarter. September at $3.55 and a quarter, up 1.75. December corn opened at $3.64, up 2. The March at $3.75.5, up 1.5. May, $3.83.5, up 0.75. July corn opened at $3.90.75, up a quarter. September, $3.92, up 4. In the bean pit today, July soybeans opened at $8.07 a bushel, up 3.5. The August opened at $8.14, up 2.25 cents. September, $8.24.5, up 3.75. The November opened at $8.40 a bushel, up 2.5. January beans, $8.53, up 4.75. The March contract, $8.58.5, up 4.25 cents. And the May opened at $8.60.5, up 0.5 cent. In the products, July soybean meal opened at $2.18.50, up 60. August, $2.21 even, up 10. July bean oil opened at $35.23, up 27. The August contract, $35.50, up 24. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange today, August feeder cattle opened at $108.60. That was up 2.5. September, $109.20, up 10. And October opened unchanged at $109.10. The June live cattle contract opened at $85.75, up 45. August, $89.35, up 10. October live cattle, $93.35 on the open, up 22.5. And the December contract at $94.70, up 7.5 cents on the open. July lean hogs today, $72.20, down 12.5. August, $71.50, down 15. October lean hogs, $64.40, down 22.5. And the December contract opened also down 22.5 cents at $61.70. July pork bellies opened at $94.80, up 65. The August contract opened at $93.10, up 35.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's take a look at the outside markets at the moment, where we see the Dow Industrial Average down about 13 points at 13,414. The NASDAQ at the moment is also down a little bit. Look at that, the Generate. Actually, it's up 6.5 points at the moment at 26.12. The S&P 500 down about a point at 15.05. Crude oil is back up above $70 a barrel. It's trading up $1.13 right now, the August contract in New York at 70.09. The CRB index is at 314.44, up 214. The U.S. dollar index is at 82.20, down 11. And in the metals, the July silver contract is up 18 cents at $12.39 an ounce. August gold right now is up $6.20 an ounce at $6.51. Once again, checking the latest tick on the commodity markets, the wheat now fairly sharply up in Chicago, between 4.5 and 5 cents up, between 6 and 8.5 in Kansas City. Corn is up in the 0.75 to 1.25 point range, and the soybeans are up barely as well, 0.75 to 1.5 cents. Joining us now for a look at this market on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker, and he joins us on the phone. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We saw a little bit higher open. The corn and beans were sort of flirting with unchanged a few minutes ago. They're slightly higher again, still looking at a short covering bounce. So.
Well, I think so. The market's had a pretty good hit over the past week, especially corn. So, you know, a lot of your technical indicators are oversold. We're kind of at some levels here that one would maybe view as somewhat support here, with July in the 340s and these corn here in the low 360s. So this is a spot here maybe for the market to consolidate, spend some time. Basically, we're waiting on the what tomorrow's government report's going to say on acreage. There's been a lot of speculation that USDA would report out a number, maybe 1 to 2 million, maybe some even think maybe 3 million higher than their 90.4, what they pumped out here in August, or I mean back in last March. So I think that combined with generally favorable Corn Belt weather, a lot of rain activity around the Corn Belt. So that's pressured the market sharply lower here over the past week. And probably, you know, unless there's any surprises, bearish surprises in tomorrow's report, the market's probably ripe to maybe try to have some kind of recovery as we go on into next week.
Export figures were looking a little bullish this morning, though?
Export figures were good. They were solid numbers. Nothing real exciting in them. This time of year, the market trades weather and crop prospects. So, you know, export sales kind of take a back seat unless there's a big new purchaser of some kind.
How about the Friday report? Do you feel the market sort of squared away for that, or is there still some movement up in advance?
Well, like I said, I think the market has worked in expectations of a jump in corn acres. I think the trade's a little mixed on whether or not the soybean acres could show some increase. Some kind of maybe think the bean acres might even show a little slight decrease. One could probably argue that. I mean, we had a rough start to planting back in late April, early May, but then right after that first week of May, planting weather pretty well opened up. So everybody was pretty well allowed to plant the corn acres that they wanted to plant and maybe even some additional acres of corn as soybeans expands. But the big number is going to be on corn, whether or not we did actually see an increase over the March intentions number.
And we're seeing the corn right now trading up a penny pretty much across the board. What about the funds? You mentioned that you know that they may have been looking at they may have been responsible for the opening today, which is a little bit higher. But what may they be thinking long term?
Well, I think technically you have to say that the corn market has turned down. Soybeans maybe not quite so much, and wheat actually the trend stays pretty much higher. The funds are going to be trend traders, so I mean, with the technical action having turned fairly bearish in corn, the funds are going to want to liquidate their longs out of that position. Some funds may want to go ahead and go short the market, but I don't necessarily think they will press it after the big decline we've had over the past 4 or 5 days. They're probably more inclined to let the market spend some time in consolidation and even rally before they'd want to maybe press it to the downside.
How should a farmer interpret this market then?
Well, a farmer has to probably be a little concerned on corn. You know, we don't know what tomorrow's reports are going to say, but at least the weather over the past week and a half has been such that one has to think the national average yield is up above the 150 level, what USDA is using in their report. And if we would come out with a little more acres, that increases supply. And anytime you increase supply, that dampens at least price strength. That doesn't necessarily mean this market can't come back and rally. We got a lot of weather yet to trade. We got the pollination and the filling stages yet to go through in corn. So there's still room for a weather market, dry weather, to impact corn yields and kind of stir up a rally later.
Anything else to add?
That's about it.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker joins us every Thursday for the opening market report. You can hear him again on the closing market report coming up at 2:06 this afternoon here on AM 580. Looking at the numbers again in Kansas City, July wheat now up 9 cents at 5.98, the September up 4 at 6.06 and a half. Chicago wheat for July at 6.11 a bushel, up 5 cents. The September 6.26 and a half, up 5. December wheat 6.34 and a half, up 6. July corn now trading up 0.75 cents at 3.44 and a half. September up a half penny at 3.54 and a quarter. And December corn is at 3.62 and a half, up a half. July soybeans are at 8.07 and a half, up 4. August at 8.15, up 3 and a quarter. And the November contract 8.40 and a half, up 3. July soybean meal is now down 50 at 217.40. The bean oil is up for July at 35.58, up 62. On the Merck feeder, cattle for August are at 109.10, up 52.5. The June live cattle contract 85.82.5, up 52.5. And lean hogs for July are down 22.5 at 72.10. And again, the Dow Industrial Average is down about 14 points at 13,414. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We'll have our next market update coming up at 10:58 Central Time. Mike Sola says a flash flood watch is in effect for far west central Illinois through this evening. The forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, cooler and less humid in northern Illinois. Elsewhere, though, still cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs today ranging from 72 near Lake Michigan to 85 in the far south. Clearing and cooler tonight in the north. In central sections, some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms lingering around early, then clearing. In the south, cloudy still with showers and storms, the lows from 52 north to near 70 in the far south. And for tomorrow, still a few showers and thunderstorms early in the south, then clearing. Elsewhere, mostly sunny and the beginning of a very nice weekend. Highs tomorrow across the two states ranging from 70 degrees near Lake Michigan to 83 in the south.